Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written report it highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Gina Brown. I'm an audit manager for LLA's Performance Audit Services. This episode of LLA Reports focuses on our new report titled Size and Weight Enforcement on State and Federal Highways. This report provides the results of our evaluation of the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development's, our DOTD's, and Louisiana State Police's, our LSP's, implementation of statewide commercial vehicle size and weight enforcement programs. Overall, we found the implementation of these programs is not effectively enforcing truck weight and size regulations. As a result, trucks that are potentially overweight and oversized but lack required permits are driving on the state's highways and bridges, illegally bypassing way stations and contributing to the deterioration of the state's roads and overall driving environment. We found that DOTD's Weights and Standards Stationary Enforcement Program weighed fewer trucks, identified fewer violations, and issued and collected fewer penalties from fiscal years 2023 to 2025, despite an increase in its staff and budget. Since stationary enforcement returned to DOTD in fiscal year 2023, DOTD has not developed size and weight enforcement policies and procedures and has not promulgated updated administrative code rules. We also found DOTD has not used its statutory authority to fine trucks that illegally bypass way stations, which has potentially cost the state significant revenue and fines the department could use to maintain Louisiana's roads. For example, we found that over 15% of trucks traveling past six way stations during our field visits illegally bypassed the station. State law gives DOTD the authority to assess a fine of $100 or $500 for each truck that illegally bypasses, based on the weight of the vehicle. In addition, state law gives DOTD and LSP concurrent authority to enforce the state's size and weight limits, but it does not clarify each agency's area of jurisdiction to prevent duplication of enforcement activities. Other states have started using technologies to improve truck size and weight enforcement, such as virtual way stations and license plate recognition. However, Louisiana law would have to be amended to allow DOTD to use similar technology to make truck size and weight enforcement more efficient and effective. We found, too, that DOTD does not effectively track enforcement data and analyze it, alongside other internal data, to identify program gaps or inform enforcement actions. For LSP, even though its size and weight enforcement expenditures decreased between fiscal years 2023 and 2025, and Transportation Trust Fund support to help the LSP administer the program ended in fiscal year 2023, the agency conducted more inspections that resulted in fewer violations during this period. We found as well that state law limits DOTD's and LSP's ability to collect civil penalties for size and weight violations from out-of-state trucking companies. As a result, several out-of-state carriers owe substantial unpaid fines. As a result of our report, we developed 3 matters for legislative consideration, 11 recommendations for DOTD, and 6 recommendations for the LSP. We recommended the legislature consider amending state law to clarify DOTD's and LSP's areas of jurisdiction on Louisiana's highways regarding mobile enforcement and state size and weight standards. We also recommended the legislature consider amending state law to allow DOTD to place responsibility for driver violations on the registered owner of the commercial vehicle. In addition, we recommended the legislature consider amending state law to clearly authorize the use of additional automated enforcement technologies and incorporate administrative enforcement provisions like those adopted for automated speed cameras. We recommended DOTD use its increased staffing and funding resources to prioritize size and weight enforcement, develop policies and procedures for size and weight enforcement, as well as update administrative code rules, and ensure its police force addresses its primary responsibility of size and weight enforcement. We also recommended DOTD fine truck drivers who illegally bypass weigh stations, evaluate whether it can supplement its police force with civilian employees, and collaborate with LSP to improve mobile enforcement on shared highways. Additionally, we recommended DOTD use automated enforcement technologies if legislators amend state law, ensure its new data system can collect and analyze enforcement data, and use data to improve its enforcement program effectiveness. We recommended as well that DOTD work with the legislature to amend state law to provide mechanisms to collect penalties due from repeat and/or out-of-state carriers, and work with the Office of Debt Recovery and the Attorney General's Office to determine if it would be effective to report unpaid civil penalties to them for collection. We recommended that LSP collaborate with DOTD to manage and improve mobile enforcement on shared highways, consider collaborating with DOTD to obtain data to analyze its enforcement activities, and ensure its officers' code inspections and violations accurately during inspections. In addition, we recommended LSP review all regulation codes related to size and weight inspections to ensure they are correctly mapped to deposit penalties into the Transportation Trust Fund, work with the legislature to amend state law to provide stronger mechanisms to collect penalties due from repeat and/or out-of-state carriers, and work with the Office of Debt Recovery and the Attorney General's Office to determine if it would be effective to report unpaid civil penalties to them for collection. As part of its response, which is included in the report as Appendix A, DOTD agreed with all 11 of the recommendations that pertain to it, while LSP agreed with 4 of the recommendations that pertain to it and disagreed with 2 of the recommendations. In addition, as part of its response to this audit, DOTD started fining illegal bypassers at 4 way stations, and from May 26 through July 16th of this year, identified 130 violations and issued citations for $55,500. Since this pilot was limited to 4 way stations, the impact may be even greater once DOTD starts full enforcement efforts. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit report just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full report and the podcast can be found on LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.